You take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 26.
The book of Matthew, chapter 26.
And we will be reading verses 47 through 50. Matthew, chapter 26, and verses 47 through 50. Once again, would you stand with me for the reading of God's Word? Matthew, chapter 26, starting with verse 47. Are you there? Amen. Verse 47 reads, "And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him away." I want to preach a message entitled, Love Under Pressure. Love Under Pressure. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for your love for us, that love that shined through all the way to the cross. Love that shed your blood for us, washed away our sins. Thank you for the blood of Christ. Thank you for your great love. Tonight, teach us a little more about your love that we may know how to love, not just the lovable, but those who do not love us and may even be against us. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe see you tonight. Thank you. Love under pressure. I want you to look at the love of Jesus under pressure. Look at how Jesus responded to Judas, who was in the process of betraying Jesus at that very moment. You see, if ever there was a love tested, if ever a love put under extreme pressure, it was the love of Jesus. And this is an example for you and I, because we have the love of God in us if we're saved. Amen. We are commanded to love. Amen. And our love will be tested by those in the same house sometimes, by those on our jobs, those that we come in contact with, sometimes by those in the church. I want you to look at this. I want you to look at the deception masterminded by the devil and carried out by Judas in this betrayal process here. I want you to look at the dirty scheme of Judas in leading the enemies of Christ to him. Then I want you to see here the dumbness of Judas as he operated, thinking that Jesus wouldn't know it was him that betrayed him. And it's kind of different for you and I when we are betrayed. Most of the times we don't know we're being betrayed. We find out a little bit later, but Jesus, who is very God, who knows all things, he knew he was being betrayed by Judas, and yet he loved him. Still, that love was put under pressure, extreme pressure, and yet Jesus loved him anyway. I want to tell you something that seems kind of negative, but it's really wonderful. I want you to see the defenselessness of Jesus as he did not put up a fight, though he could have. Jesus could have slightly waved his hand and Judas would have become dust and the wind would have blew him away. And yet Jesus did not put up a fight. Jesus was demonstrating to us not only how much he loved us, but how much he loved Judas, who was in the process of betraying him. Jesus' love was put on extreme pressure. This is the love that God wants us to have, and God commands us in Matthew chapter 22 and verses 37 through 39, where Jesus said unto the Pharisee, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind." And he says, this is the first and great commandment. Second is like unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. This is the love we see when Jesus was being arrested in the garden. He had just got finished praying there in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says in the preceding verse, as he finished up, as he got finished praying, here comes Judas leading all these folks to him to arrest him. Jesus' love was put under pressure. God has commanded us to have that same love. It's not easy. It's not easy to love someone who doesn't like you, who hates you, who has betrayed you, who have hurt you, who have taken advantage of us. But God has commanded us to have that love. This is the story of Jesus' love for Judas, who did not love him. Jesus loved Judas. Judas had no love for Jesus. Judas' ministry was a ministry of pretending, faking it, as though he was a Christian, as though he loved Jesus, and he didn't. But this account demonstrates to us how Jesus can love someone who may not love us. This is also the story of Jesus' love for the one who has wronged him.
Migraine.
Jesus' love for all those who will betray you and I.
Imagine what you can do with more migraine-free days.
Because we're going to be betrayed.
When you're not fighting through migraine, imagine the possibilities. Once monthly Emgality is a preventive treatment for migraine in adults. It's specifically developed to help give you more migraine-free days. With Emgality, about 60% of people have their migraine days cut in half or more. Don't use an allergic to Emgality. Allergic reactions such as itching, rash, hives, and trouble breathing can occur even days after using. Common side effects include injection site reactions.
Let's do it again, sir.
And you know, when you
ask
walk with someone in sweet fellowship,
and imagine more migraine-free
when you have
days.
Trusted someone, when you have shared sweet fellowship and then betrayed, you are prone to, we don't have to, but we are prone to sleep with bitterness. We are prone to get bitter. That anger rises up inside of us and resentment. We find ourselves bitter, and Hebrews warn us about that thing of bitterness. Don't let that root of bitterness take place. And yet Jesus' love endured the treachery of a close friend who walked with Jesus in seemingly sweet fellowship. Jesus' love endured the treachery of a close friend who ate with Christ and saw the miracles of Jesus providing food for the thousands. The eyes of Judas saw the miracle of Jesus taking a few loaves of bread and a few fish and multiplying and feeding thousands. Judas sat and ate with Jesus. This was a close friend, the treasury of a close friend who laughed with Jesus as though he was in agreement with Jesus, and he was not. His heart was hard. He had an opportunity to receive the gospel. Jesus shared with him the same love he shared with everyone else. Yet Judas refused to accept Christ, but he put on that act. He put that smile on. He laughed in Jesus' face as though he was in agreement with him. And he was not. And this is the love that God commands us to have. To love those who will laugh in our face, but stick a knife in our back. To love those who will despise us because we're washed with the blood. Because we stand out and we're different. We've decided to love God and to live separated lives, live separated from sin. We have decided to go to the house of God when the doors are open instead of staying at home and sinning against God. And they will hate us for that, but they will smile in our face as though they agree with us. This is what Jesus' love endured, the treachery of a close friend, who, by the way, traveled with Jesus on journeys he never would have gone on by himself. He went to places, saw things, and saw people. He would have never did that without Jesus Christ. Jesus expanded his world. And yet, he betrayed him. Jesus' love endured this. Well, Jesus' love not only endured the treachery of a close friend, but Jesus' love endured the betrayal of innocent blood. Judas betrayed Jesus, who was innocent. Of course he's innocent. He's God. Didn't sin. Can't sin. And yet Judas threw him under the bus as though he was a sinner, as though he was some bad criminal. And yet Jesus, knowing this from eternity past, knowing the details of what was happening to him at that very moment, chose to love Jesus. What a love. What a love that is. No wonder John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, the wicked world." He loved the sin, but he loved the people. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, whichever of those sinners would turn and repent, Jesus Christ would save them. And here Judas is betraying innocent blood. Jesus' love endured the guide of the wicked to destroy him. Here's Jesus, here's Judas as the guide, as the one who was leading the wicked folks to Jesus here in this Garden of Gethsemane. He's the guide. He's the one that's looking at Jesus' enemies and pointing to Jesus. That's the one. That's the one. And you're really going to tell he's the one because I'm going to kiss him. And when I kiss him, you grab him. I already got my 30 pieces of silver. And I'm going to betray him and you get it. And yet Jesus' love endured all this. Question for us. What's our excuse for not loving? What's our excuse for a cold love? What's our excuse for being indifferent? And yet we look at the example Jesus loved. He really loved Judas. Even though Judas never accepted him. Died and went to hell. Jesus' love endured the pawn in the hands of God's chief enemy. Judas was the devil in the hands of the devil. Yes, he was. The devil, the Bible says, when they said that what we call the Last Supper, the devil entered into him. Boy, he went out to betray our Lord and betray our Savior. Jesus' love endured the betrayed kiss. Look at verse 48 and 49 again. Now he that betrayed him gave him a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. Now Jesus saw Judas coming. Jesus knew that Judas was going to walk up and kiss him. And it was going to be a kiss of betrayal. He knew that. And yet his love still endured. I must remind you that Judas was not a stranger. Judas was not seen as the enemy by Jesus. Jesus wanted him saved. Judas was one of the disciples. Judas was a part of the fellowship. Still betrayed him. And yet Jesus still loved him. Why this message tonight? Because the reality is you and I will be betrayed. Have you ever been betrayed? How did that feel? Did you want to reach out and hurt somebody? Did you think about all the good that you have done? All of your resources you've given to help that person? And yet they still turn on you? And the example we have tonight is love them anyway. Just love them. Well, Jesus' love not only endured some things, but Jesus' love endeavored to stay the same. His love endeavored to stay the same. Look at verse 50. And Jesus said unto him, have you ever thought about this word? Friend. Wherefore art thou come? Friend. Jesus' love endeavored to stay the same. Friend. Wait a minute. Shouldn't Jesus be a little bit upset? I mean, shouldn't Jesus be downright angry? Shouldn't Jesus reach out to punch him? That's what you and I would want to do. Shouldn't Jesus attempt to turn the rest of the apostles against Judas, this sorry rascal? You know all we've been to together. And look at this guy. Look what he's doing to me. But he didn't turn the other apostles against Judas. Shouldn't Jesus at least make an attempt to fight back? Yet he did not. And that's the hardest thing for you and I to do. Not to fight back. And those who do not love our God and do not love us, betray us and hurt us. David said it. He says, it was my own familiar friend. Man, I had sweet fellowship with him. He sat at my table and ate my bread. It was him that lifted up his heel against me. Wasn't an enemy. Wasn't a stranger from afar. It was my familiar friend. We knew each other. We walked in sweet fellowship together. We ate together. But it was him that lifted up his heel and to betray me. Jesus' love endeavored to stay the same. But you and I would probably get a little bit angry. I mean, unless we're filled with the Spirit and got this word inside of us, unless God has broken our heart and filled us with His love, we tend to want to strike back. It's normal. It's natural. And many of us in the past probably have. And yet Jesus desires that we not only love Him with all our heart, soul, and mind, but we love our neighbor as ourselves. And that neighbor is not always the guy or the gal that likes you and agree with you. That neighbor is not always the one who is praising you and making you feel good about yourself. That neighbor sometimes is that mean rascal, that curser, that ones that curse your God, spit on your Christianity. Yet God says the second is likened to it, love thy neighbor as thyself. Hey, the first is to love God with all the heart, all the soul, all the mind. But that second one is likened to it, love thy neighbor as thyself. And as I said this morning, the thing that's wrong with our country is that we do not love one another. That's what's wrong with us. The devil uses a bunch of things. The devil uses politics. The devil uses race. I mean, we can come up with 12 other things the devil uses. But what's really wrong is that we don't love each other as we ought to. And unfortunately, that love sometimes is not seen in the church house. Jesus' example to me is that when my love is under pressure, I can love my co-workers no matter how devious they are. I can still love them. I can love my family members no matter how they twist things around. And nobody can hurt you like a family member can. I can love because Jesus loved me, even though I am sometimes wrong myself. Yet He still loved me. Let us not forget that before we were saved, the way we dealt with people was with the tool of hatred and anger and revenge and getting back. But Jesus says, not no more. You have the Spirit of God inside of you. You have the love of God inside of you. And you have a whole book that teaches you about the love of Christ, how we can love one another. Love under pressure can love because love is God. Love is, the Bible says, love is of God and God is love. And because I know God as my Savior, I got the love of God in me. I can love. That's the only way I can love. I can say from this day forward, I'm going to love. I'm choosing to love right now, but it's got to be the love. It's got to be the power of God's love in me to do it. Because if I don't, that old human nature, I'll dig it up. I get mad enough. I want to dig that old human nature up. I want to strike back. I don't want to love nobody because I've been betrayed. I've been hurt. Now, a familiar friend has lifted his heel against me. And yet the God of love that lives inside of me says, you can love because I am love. The power to love is God. Amen. We can't do it without it. We can't love without it. You think about America. America is so unique. We call it a big melting pot. I mean, people from all over the world come here with all kinds of strange ideals and strange religions and strange habits and strange customs. How in the world a nation like that is supposed to love one another? Only with God. Amen. Only with God. Amen. Truth is, people in our country, we're different from one another. That difference ought to make us strong, but we're different. How can I love someone who's different than I? I got to be in love with my God and let that love shine through me. Jesus' love, my point tonight, Jesus' love was put under extreme pressure. For an example to us, our love will also be pressurized. Our love will be tested to see what kind it is. Do I love as God has commanded me to love? Am I filled with the love of God? Can I look beyond what my eyes see? Can I look beyond my little prejudice that I have and love people? No matter who they are, can I love them? This is love under pressure. Now, the preacher told me tonight not to preach a short message. I'm going to have to disappoint him again because I'm finished. Amen? love under pressure. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's bow our heads.